credit approval, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to the WLW Sports Network. Final score, 58-47. And John Mooney, before we get into any details here, the USA Patriots enter tonight with tied with Bad Axe in second place, one game behind Reese. Now, it's just a two-team race here, John. Carroll beats Bad Axe 43-42.
Are you kidding me?
Carroll takes out the hatchets, so now Reese and Reese in USA each at 5-1. Bad Axe at 4-2. Lakers at 2-3 entering tonight as well.
Well, that makes Friday's game even more important for the Hatchets.
Yes, indeed.
And USA has got to go ahead and look at it as this is a big trap game. So,
well, we'll get to that. We'll get to that game in a moment here, our next broadcast. But let's go through the details here. At the end of the first quarter, Reese was actually leading 13-11 over the USA Patriots. A big quarter from DeMarcus Palmritter. He had 8 of his 12 in the night in that first act. In the second quarter, though, USA outscores Reese 19-11 to lead at the half by 6 points, 30-24. Reese outscores USA in the third quarter, 15-11, but they're still trailing by 2 points at the end of the third quarter. USA was leading in that third quarter by 11 points, a minute and a half into the quarter. And then here came Reese. Got that all the way down to 2 points, but could not get over that hump. And then Reese didn't score, really, for the first, I think, three and a half minutes into the fourth quarter. And by that time, it was all said and done because USA scores 17, Reese scores 8, and secures the 11-point victory over the Reese Rockets on their home court, 58-47.
When Reese got down to 2, then all of a sudden there was a little bit of a flurry for USA. There was a difficult decision to make. You know, do I take a timeout? Do I not take a timeout? You know, what I would do and everything. And, no timeout was taken. And then that's when USA just went ahead and had a flourish. And that was the opportunity. You never know how that's all going to unfold. But tonight it fell the way for the USA Patriots. Very interesting race now. Very interesting.
Yes, indeed. John, here's a little stat for you. In the last 5 years, USA has played 41 home games. They've won 38 of them, including tonight. That means they've won 92.6% of all games home they have won since 2016.
They've really defended this court.
And, of course, they avenged that loss against Reese, their first regular season loss in 1,025 days when they lost on December 20th. Their last loss was on February 28th, 2017, when they lost to New Lothrop 43-58. Just an impressive run here, and USA showing Mark Gameforth and Steve Bone put together a game plan. They knew what they had to do. Their players executed what they had to do. And when after 32 minutes of play, the USA Patriots victorious.
Yeah, and Reese started out the game with a flurry and everything. They had themselves a nice little lead and everything. But, again, like you said, coaching staff at USA stuck to the game plan, just, you know, trust in it. It's just going to go ahead and take a little while to go ahead and take effect, kind of like Novocaine, but it does. It works.
And it hurts right at the beginning a little bit, too. USA led by as many 15 points. That was with 2:19 left in the fourth quarter. They had that largest lead. Reese was leading 7-2 to start this game with 4 minutes and 10 seconds left in that first quarter, and then it was all USA from that point forward. We had 3 lead changes in that first quarter, 1 lead change in the second quarter, and then USA led the rest of the way out from about the 4-minute mark in the second quarter all the way till the final bell. And USA led by Landon Zimmer, 22 points, Bryce Langmaid and Connor Gettle each with 13. A nice surprise there from John, from the 5'8 junior Bryce Langmaid. He had 4 threes and a 1 of 2 from the free throw line for 13 points.
He had a whale of a game, and at the most opportune time, too. Your own home court and, fighting for a championship. And, there he was. He showed up. He's a junior.
Cade Ryerson with 6 points. Nash Morton with 4 points. 2 of those from the free throw line and 1 field goal in the second quarter. But Nash Morton's presence felt every inch of this court tonight.
just amazing what how this unfolded and everything.
For the Reese Rockets, they are led by Levi Foko and DeMarcus Palmer, each with 12. 8 points for Isaac Johnson. Nothing scored in the fourth quarter for him. 7 points for Jake Rau. 4 points each for Darnell Davis and Tanner Turbush. From the free throw line, Reese was 7 of 10 for 70% of the night. USA 7 of 12 for 58%, which leads me to shooting. John, what do you have?
For Reese, they were 5 for 12 on the inside, 41%. 3 for 13 on the outside, and that kind of killed them a little bit. That was 23%. The grand totals for them was 11 for 25 on the inside, 6 for 20 on the outside. Grand total for the half, 8 for 25, 32%. Grand totals, 17 for 45, 37%. Actually, those are not bad numbers. It's a good team.
Especially at USA.
Yeah. For USA, though, you look what they did. They kind of turned the tables a little bit. In the entire second half, they were 10 for 22, 45%. When the first half, they were 10 for 33, 30%. So they must have had a talk at halftime.
I think so.
Grand total, 20 to 455. That was 36%. They were 1 percentage point behind Reese, but you know they had 10 more shots to work with, and let's see where they broke it down to. On the inside, they were 6 for 11, 54%. On the outside, 4 for 11. Those were daggers, 36%. Grand totals for USA, 9 for 26 on the inside, 11 for 29 on the outside. That's 34% and 37% respectively.
So 36 and 37% your shooting percentages for both teams tonight. USA takes 10 more shots, and John, they out-rebounded on the offensive glass by 7 rebounds. There's your 10 shots.
The man that probably did the rebounding more than anyone I could see out there was Nash Morton. This guy does it all. Now, tonight he had, what, 6 points? But his, the box score.
No. 4 points.
4 points. That does not even, begin to tell the story of how important he was on that floor. I love the matchups today. Both coaches did an excellent job trying to limit the other. But it was all up to the kids out there on the floor to just go ahead and execute the game plan and see who could exert the will on the other team.
And, of course, thank you to Coach Jay from Caro for the update from that Bad Axe Caro game. 43-42, Caro takes out Bad Axe, so now it is Reese in USA at the top of the Greatham West standings at 5-1. Bad Axe falls to 4-2, which leads us to our next broadcast, which is just in 2 days on Friday from Bad Axe, Michigan, as we're just clinging on here to the USA Patriots for 3 straight games. But really, the Greatham West decided in these next few games. USA at Bad Axe on Friday.
You couldn't write a better script, tell you the truth. There is one thing that I would caution all teams and everything, is that the teams that get to the foul line, they're going to have more of an opportunity to win. Tonight, Reese was 7 for 10, 70%, and that's pretty good. And USA was 7 for 12, 58%. Free throws, I think, is going to go ahead and decide a championship.
John, we have another update here. Cass City takes out Lakers 53-37. Cass City on the road at Lakers beats Lakers by 16 points in their home court.
Well, I don't know what to say about that.
It's the Wild West, John. What else do you expect?
It is very wild.
So let's take a look at those update standings. Lakers now falls at 2-4. Cass City at 3-3. So that puts them in fourth place. Then Vassar and Caro 1-4 and 1-6. So Wild West, true to its name.
Stay tuned Friday. You never know what's going to happen.
Let's take a look. And, John, why don't you preview us into that Friday game? And really, we should have known. Caro held Reese just a few days ago to a very, very low score.
Trevin Phillips is back again for Caro. And I got a chance to watch him. And he's just really a smooth ball player, really fun to watch. But they've also got a nice team concept and everything. They're all trying to set each other up, and they know each other's role and everything. Well-coached team, and if I'm not mistaken, that is their first win in league competition. They would go to 1-6 now.
Yes,
so,
indeed.
So, watch out for Caro. There's no gimmies in this league. But anyways, as far as Bad Axe is concerned, that is quite a surprise. They know that there is no room for error at this point in time. So Friday's game ought to be a whale of a ball game in the Hatchet Gym. And to entertain USA, you know it's going to be two quick teams going after each other. That's what I see. I mean, it's going to be more guard-heavy than it is anything on the inside. So Watch out. If the